Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
Tired.
Well, I can relate to that.
Well, that's what I get for having two refrigerators and a freezer.
Well, let's get started and we'll see if somebody comes on in time.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute because it's my coffee. Okay. And I'm not that tired. So.
I know.
Just in the middle, you know, I haven't quite gotten to the point where I'm ready to cook, but I think tomorrow I'll be able to. Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedula Chimincha, Tatir, Sera. Alephet Gimel, Yitzhak Tzadi. Kabil Inat, Amcha Sagdunu, Kacharenu Norav. Kufri Shayan, Sintet Nim. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivavat Shamrim. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yitzkashim. Barchem Kacharem, Rachame Sidkatcha, Tamid Gamlem. Betet Reish, Saditat Gimel. Chasim Kadosh, Erov Tuvcha, Nael Agatecha. Etufet Tet Nunayim. Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kedushatecha, Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayim Kuf. Shavateinu Kaber, Ushma Tziyakateinu, Yodeya Ta'alumot, Shim Kufvav Tzariyata. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun. Erech apayim v'ral chesed v'emet. Notzer chesed l'alachim. Notzer alon v'achesha. V'chata'a v'nachay. We are now going to connect to the energy of certainty by studying the Sulam commentary of the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It is Pasuk 29. And we will start with the Lashem Yichud. Lashem Yichud, Kudsha Brichu, Ishkin Tebid Hibu, Urkhimu, 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 Leakta, Lashem, Yudhe Bavate, Beyichuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino amadzunai Elohinu aleinu maaseya deinu kunenei aleinu maaseya deinu kunenehu. Rabbi Abba amai veka amatar aneinan dekudsha berichu koma deaved leela witata kolaihu kishot deovada dikshot. The late last me la bialma, Devaye Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mine Yaulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Isterich E Alma. We're now going to connect to the energy of this current year of 5778, which is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. We study the first one as 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchal Vayavo, Hamelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech Tavo, Na Tamar, Achoti Utlabev, Ve'enei Shete Levivot, Be'evre Be'ada. The second verse that connects to this energy of 5778 is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha lavoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale peshai radonai ohe wahe weata nasata awam chatati sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goat. It also has the energy of a wake-up. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. And the first verse that we study is from Lamentations. It's chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor o yavai chinam. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters of these words become dir yam, translated as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. The energy of the year is concealed in this through the name Tashin Ayin Zion. The letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Eloheichem Kadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Ayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is the year of the pause that refreshes. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot v'yizcha it. Vayechaskum achehem alvim ad kelotam lacha v'ad yitkachu hakohanim ki halvim yishrei levav leitkadesh me hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Ohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a Rekaha. The second verse for connecting to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olami. Theo 57:75 connects to the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru mikol hamachavoyim asher yitchabe sham ushaftem elai el nachom. Behalachti itchem v'chayayim yeshno. Baretz v'hipasti otel b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesalamti makom.
Ruby.
We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do so by taking each letter of the name with its root vowel and saying it out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe ata ata heza heza yo alada. La awa he he a yozara me be he he re yo he ko me la awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he la he a a yo re ta shi a he. Reo yo awa me laka be washire yo he wa la he he kawa yo kawa to me nu da anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo ashi la me yo he. Wahe wa de na de nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he le he me Anuame Beyo, hey, hey. Anuame Heyo. Tune Bey, Menuko, Ayo, Ah, Hey, Beywa. Quea, Heyo, Bey, May, Heyo, Yo, Maywa, May. Now we will connect to the 72 names from the Sadiqin. In the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa pe te ya me me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me a yo sa la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me wa 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 ka be to yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me lacha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Me la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la fe he, ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. Hey, she, hey, me, ha, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa, a, la, a, re, yo, a, a, la, me, ta, hey, wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me, nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, pe, a, yo, nu, go, me, yo, re, la, hey, be, hey, me, za, re, wa he be yo he a he a la yo a me za yo sa he be me ka ko a la a. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadiqin who left this day, the fourth day of Nisan, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg and Rabbi Yochanan Twersky of Rakhmistrivka. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Today's class is, you connect through the revealed wisdom matrix and the, on the right of every Yeshem webpage, a link to the unique astrological times. When you open that page up, it's also a page with it. That page connects to a number of different items, but the one you want to connect to by scrolling down is titled The Relationship Between Hair and the Omer. And the Omer period, as explained by Rabbi Isaac Luria, who is known as the Arizal. It is the link under the title called About the Omer Period. It is between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and About Shabbat Kadol. And this is where we will begin reading. We will say the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach first, in a whisper. So we begin reading A Hair's Breadth of Wisdom. During the Omer, we let wisdom flow unabated. According to Jewish law, it is forbidden to cut the hair of one's head during the period of the counting of the Omer, in remembrance of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, who died as a result of a plague. The Talmud explains that they perished as divine punishment for not having one another, for not honoring one another. The students stopped dying on the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer, known as Lag BaOmer, and today many cease this semi-mourning at this time. Others, like the Ari himself, were accustomed and continued until the day before Shavuot, at the completion of 49 days. My commentary. In Kabbalah, we do not do something to commemorate a physical event. Thus, the above explanation is inadequate, in my opinion. Let us hope the spiritual discussion will clarify the reason for the minhag to not cut our hair during the Omer. The reason we don't cut our hair during these days is because, as is known, there is a rectification among the Sheva Tikkunei Resha, or the seven rectifications of the head of Arichan Pin. In the supernal skull, the Golgotha, called Emir Hanaki, literally the white wool, associated with the hair, which flows from the head of Arichan Pin. And another rectification called Talei Deducha, literally the crystal dew, associated with the brain. Having scrolling issues. Now I scrolled too far and I'm having trouble getting back. Continuing to read. The reason we don't cut hair during these days is because, as is known, there is a rectification among the Sheva Tikkunei Reisha, or the seven rectifications of the head of Arichan Pin. In the supernal skull, the Golgotha, called Emir Hanaki, literally the white wool associated with the hair, which flows from the head of Arichan Pin. And another rectification called the Talei Deducha, Deducha, literally the crystal dew associated with the brain. My commentary, all these code words need to be explained. If they are not explained during the balance of this essay, I will attempt to explain them at the end of the essay. To fully understand, one must understand the language of branches, and that needs deep contemplation. Sorry, but the scrolling is my problem. If anyone has it open and would like to read, feel free.
I'll read if you like.
Please.
Okay, as the Ari will elaborate, the word Emir from Emir HaNaki is spelled the same as the word Omer, the measurement prescribed for the daily barley offering meant to be brought during this time period. Besides the skull itself and the cranial membrane, referred to as Kumas de Avira. The two above mentioned are the seven supernal rectifications of the head in Arikan Pen, described by the Zohar Ida Rabba, large assembly, are the two most supernal, though which all influx of divine wisdom descends to the lower worlds. The mitzvot associated with the period of the counting of the Omer actually help sweeten all of existence. Emer Naki, understood by most as relating to the place of the ears of Arikan Pen, originates in the inner Netzach and Hod of Atik Yomim. Tali de Biduha, the brain of Arikan Pen, that is, its Hakma, originates in the Sefirah of Gevurah of Atik Yomim. This is the supernal root of all judgmental forces in Adam Kadmon. Thus we see that these two places are the source of most of the harsh forces to descend into the world we experience. By being conscious of the powers invested in us to modify these powers and put them into a useful context via the mitzvot associated with the period of the counting of the Omer, we actually help sweeten all of existence. Regarding the requirement that the generation of the Exodus preserve a measure of manna as a remembrance to future generations, the Torah states, Moses said to Aaron, take a jar and put a full omer of manna into it. Place it before God, or Hashem, for safekeeping for your generations. A few verses later, the amount required is further described. Should I go on?
I can pick it up from there.
Okay.
Thank you.
The above paragraph is the secret of the verse. The Omer is a tenth of an ephah, which is from Exodus 16:36. The Ari understands the Omer in the above verse as relating to the Omer of barley that we offer during the period between Pesach and Shavuot, known as the counting of the Omer. Thus, two times the word Omer is the numerical value of the word Keter, literally crown, associated with the skull of Arikan Pen, and the Emer Hanaki, which is associated with the hairs of the head of Arikan Pen, which are in the Sefirah of Keter. And here the Omer is a tenth of an ephah, is the secret of the letters of the word Peah, which is associated with Malchut, which is called Elohim, which is the tenth of the 10 levels, literally the Midot, thus a tenth of an ephah. The words ephah, the measurement, and peah, literally the corner, as in the phrase, the four corners of the earth, connoting this worldliness, are spelled using the same letters. My commentary. In Hebrew, ephah is spelled Aleph Yud Pei He, and Peah is spelled Pei Yud Aleph He, the same letters in a different order. And with this understanding, we can understand the above paragraph. Behold, Rabbi Akiva expounded upon these hairs, which is the secret of when he taught about the crowns of the letters in the traditional Asherite script of the Torah. The crowns resemble small hairs. My commentary. The Asherite script is a very mystical type of font, which is used in the Torah. Some letters have one crown. Some letters have three crowns. In the Torah, 1,800 letters have crowns where the base of hair, like line, the crown, looks like a hair, but they're bent. They're formed in an unstraight manner. Rabbi Akiva is said to explain these letters in modern scroll. Rabbi Akiva is said to explain these letters. In modern scrolls, these bent letters are not written that way, bent. They're still written in the normal way, straight. And the reason for this is that maybe it's been lost. Maybe it's been not revealed because it's modern scribes do not write the Tagim in this way. Continuing to read. The Talmud describes Moses' astonishment after being given a prophetic vision of Rabbi Akiva expounding myriads of laws learned from the crowns found in the traditional Asherite script of the Torah. These crowns resemble small hairs and are described in the writings of the Ari as channels for the descent of supernal wisdom. As a result, because his students perished, it is forbidden to cut our hair during this period. And I am adding, during this period of the Omer. Rabbi Akiva's students were rooted in an aspect of his soul. As we learn in reincarnation, when someone teaches another person, there are certain parts of the souls that are interchanged. Rabbi Akiva's students were rooted in the aspect of his soul and were channels for his wisdom into this world. In commemoration of this loss, it is fitting that we, on a microcosmic level, act accordingly. Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech from Dinov, the Bnei Yisachar, citing the Ari's teachings that Rabbi Akiva was rooted in the Sefirah of Chachma, notes that the Hebrew word for honor, which is kavod, that which Rabbi Akiva's students were lacking in their treatment of their fellows, has the numerical value of 32. And this relates to the 32 paths of wisdom, the 32 paths of Chachma, as spoken of in the Sefer Yetzirah. Issachar was reincarnated in Rabbi Akiva. Elsewhere, the Ari notes that the Hebrew word for hair, sear, is rooted in the same letters as the word for barley, se'elura. The actual commodity brought as the Omer offering. My commentary. Both words, Sear and Seura, use the Hebrew letters Shin, Ayin, Resh in different orders. The word Omer has the numerical value of the letters Shin, Yud, which is 310, as in the concept of 310 worlds. Yesh, spelled Yud-Shin, Miayim, literally translates as existence from nothingness. My commentary. For those who have not yet made the connection, Yeshem can be parsed into Yesh and Shem, and the translation is there is a name. I am nothingness, is related to the Sephirah of Keter. Thus, the Ari is hinting that the entire supernal soul of the strength of Rabbi Akiva is the same as that of the Omer. This is the first Yud Shin of the name, Issachar. This Yud Shin of the name Issachar, who is the son of Jacob, who is described by Jacob in his blessing as a strong-boned donkey, who was reincarnated in Rabbi Akiva. This is the secret of when Rabbi Akiva said, "I will bite you all as would a donkey." In his younger years, Rabbi Akiva, before returning to the fold, used to threaten the sages of his generation thus: in the gates of reincarnations, the Ari goes into great detail regarding the reincarnation of Rabbi Akiva, citing in addition that the majority of the members of the Sanhedrin, the greatest of the sages of each generation, were taught from the inner were from the tribe of Issachar, whose strength lay in the Sephirah of Chokmah, of wisdom. And this is from a commentary, it's an English translation of a commentary from a sefer called the Pri Etz Chaim. This is the end of the translation we have to read. It's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions, or did things become clear with the explanations in the comments? The simple point is, it's not a good time to cut your hair starting on the night of Passover. From Passover until Shavuot, it's not a good time to have your hair cut. Do it before or do it after. And as a practical matter, if you don't do it before, you're going to go another 7 weeks without a haircut. Are there any questions? We will have 3 classes tomorrow. There will be one at 7 a.m. West Coast time, which will be to make our connection to the month of Tammuz. At 4:30 West Coast time, we will continue with the deep Zohar studies in the Parasha of Noah. And the third class will be at 7 p.m., and it will be continuing our teachings about Passover and the Seder. I bid shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom, and thank you, Hanak.
Shalom to you, everyone.
Thank you.
Shalom. Shalom to you all.
Thank you.
I'll call tomorrow. Between the classes.
Okay.
Okay.